Now, everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Welcome to Everything Old is New Again. This is Douglas Viviani, as the disembodied voice just said, and I'm here with America's audiophile himself, David Cohen.
America's audiophile. Thank you.
You like that?
Don't even know what that means, but thank you.
Well, you're into the audio. You're into the radio. It's something that the sounds are very interesting. And speaking of sounds, that sound, that disembodied voice has been introducing us for 87 shows so far.
Wow.
And this week we celebrate the new year by examining the past year.
Yay!
And our radio show. We look at the mystery of what is America's entertainment pop culture radio show. Everything old is new again. Does that sound red? Did I sound like I read that?
Does that sound red? That no, sound like it sounds like
real,
totally
right?
off the cuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was.
Well, thank you.
You were looking at me as you were saying
correct.
It, so I know that.
Correct. We're a unique radio show, by the way.
Oh, now you're reading.
But we're trying to bring something fun and different to the radio, to bring something, widen the horizons of radio, no?
Absolutely.
And all it means, you know, we do take some chances.
Take a lot of chances.
And we do different things with the medium of radio. It's true.
Some of them work out really well, and some of them really don't work
correct.
Out well.
Correct. That's exactly right.
We're going to explore any of the ones?
We're going to explore that. You could kind of take your chances when we do the show, but also those of you who are listening, take your chances, because you kind of don't know really where we're going to go a lot. I think that might be some of the fun of it.
And by the way, I wish you'd tell us where we're going to go with this, because we need help.
Well, this week we're going to seek the approval and try to get an A for effort for our nice try at actually trying to do something different that may or may not have worked. Does that make any sense? Is that a hint? So we'll try. Some people
pushing the envelope and kind of rolling the dice and see where it went, and we're going to find out
exactly. And the first thing is the beginning of our show. That disembodied voice you just heard. Let me play. You just heard the new one. Here's the old one.
Now everything old is new again. America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Now that's Viviani. The new one that you'll hear in the beginning of the shows now is Viviani.
So they got it right this time.
But I don't know. Like I kind of like I've said Viviani my whole life, but hearing Viviani, that disembodied voice, whoever that is, say Viviani, Viviani, which I think Viviani sounds better.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Can we play the new one?
We have played it already, but let's see what this is like.
This is Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Right, that might be the next door neighbor that I would not want to be living next to more than anyone else, that disembodied voice.
He calls you Viviani, so.
I've had that through my life. That's all right. I don't really mind.
You don't mind that?
No, that's okay.
All right.
David Cohen. just so you know, the disembodied voice introduced us tonight.
No, I know.
With the correct, you know, with Viviani.
Right, but listeners might not have been tuning into
that. Yeah, I wasn't prepared, so I have to kind of
so
like
you can
that.
Pull up that clip?
No, no, I can't.
1 year, no progress. All right.
But I would like to have a little discussion about the disembodied voice himself.
Mm.
Do we ever want to really find out who that is? I don't know. Let's listen to a clip on our pirate show we talked about a little bit.
And mark well the words, mateys. Dead men tell no tales.
Why couldn't we have that voice introduce our show instead of the voice we heard? The disembodied. It's so much better to have a pirate introduce the show, don't you think?
Everything old is new again.
I'd rather hear it. Yeah, keep your ruddy hands inside the ship.
You really hate that disembodied voice.
I never liked a disembodied voice. I think I've never hidden my disdain.
But where did we get the term? It's definitely from you. You originally the first. I said disembodied voice.
That's you.
Oh, that's
dude,
my term.
That was totally you.
All right, then I'll take credit for it. I was going to give you credit because I kind of like that phrase, the disembodied voice.
Oh, no.
It sounds like a Twilight Zone episode, you know. Return to us.
Even that would be better.
Disembodied
voice. Yeah, even an ominous introduction to the show would be better.
And now, Douglas Viviani.
Well, we did explore this on the ghost show. It's sort of what we're going there. Let's hear the ghost disembodied voice.
This house is really bad.
The house is bad.
You know who told him to do it? That voice, the one who introduces us, apparently.
Now,
You will kill your family on Everything Old is New Again.
From the disembodied voice.
Someday we'll find out. We'll put a name to that voice. Maybe we shouldn't, though, actually. It should just remain the
nameless,
disembodied voice.
The disembodied voice?
Yes.
EV.
Unless, unless we get an EVP.
EV. Well, disembodied voice Douglas Viviani.
It could be.
Oh, wow. That's a ghost story right there.
Or it could be a ventriloquist ghost story.
Oh, very interesting.
Where I'm sitting here and not even moving my lips, but meanwhile you hear that voice.
I just got to chill up my spine.
Because we're talking about ghosts.
No, I think they turned the air on.
And that, of course, is from our ghost show. And we like to have fun with the disembodied voice. I just hope someday that disembodied voice, which has got to be a real person, because, again, they changed the pronunciation of my name.
I just missed it. Sorry. That's why I'm
all right, but they just trust me.
I'm jonesing to hear it again, but that's okay. I believe
it. I don't have it. So,
you've made that very clear. Yeah, sorry. I'll stop harping on it.
But I do, want to kind of explore a little bit more what we mean by disembodied voice. It kind of threw me off, a couple of times, especially that ghost show. That kind of was eerie. Where you were talking about disembodied voice, but this show, really, I don't know, just listen to this. Welcome to Everything Old Again. This is Douglas Viviani, as you just heard, with that disembodied voice and the ever jovial David Cohen.
Everything old again.
Is that what he says?
That's what you said.
Yep.
Everything old is new again.
I didn't say everything old is new again?
No.
Because that disembodied voice just really describes
it. Just threw you.
There it is. It really got me off that show. That was the UFO show. And I was a little off to begin with, and that really started. I may have found the new one. Let me just see. Mike, can you play this? See if this is the new one. I don't know.
Now, Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
There it is. There's the new one. Play it again. I like it. Play it again.
Now, Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Versus this one.
Now, Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
So which one?
I like Viviani, actually. It's the same guy, too.
It's a disembodied voice.
The same disembodied voice.
He's not going anywhere, this guy. He might be ghostly.
I like Annie.
You do?
It sounded like he was working at it, too. Did you hear that? With Douglas Viviani. Annie.
He must have been listening to the show. I mean, I'm not upset about it at all. Let's be clear. I could care less. But I think it actually is, it's something that I've never thought of before. So I'm bringing it to the plate. Let's just bring in another disembodied voice here that you may remember.
My sensors indicate the presence of aliens.
How many?
4 1/8.
4 1/8.
The disembodied head measures exactly 9 inches. That computes to exactly 1/8 of an alien.
A disembodied head? Oh, John, what does he mean?
Just a grisly practical joke, madam. Left behind by a sick former civilization. To attribute any form of life to it is the product only of this one's disordered mind. And now, if you'll excuse me, I shall retire. Good night to all, and to all a good night.
Oh, that's my favorite. Dr. Smith, Lost in Space. I got to rush. Let me just hear a little discussion from that disembodied voice. Episode. That's the disembodied voice. I think that subconsciously was in my head, and that's where I came up with the term disembodied voice from, none other than Lost in Space.
Okay, that makes sense.
And we'll be back to continue this scintillating discussion on Everything Old is New Again.
Now, back to America's entertainment pop culture talk show, Everything Old is New Again, with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Wake me up when this is over.
What do you counter with? What's your counter?
The Americans. This isn't the Americans. What did you do? You're fighting dirty.
I am. That's what came out. This is what's going to defeat it all, the Vikings. There we go.
That was two things. First of all, they did play that song on the show, The Americans.
Uh-huh.
But it is not the theme song to The Americans, and we were talking about theme songs. Also, the disembodied voice, the return we just heard, it's Annie.
Yeah, well, no, that, you'll see. They'll change it to Annie.
That one they'll change too?
The network changes it, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
behind the scenes little discussion there. It'll be Viviani. And
it's in front of the scenes now. We're out of stuff to talk about.
Confuse people. Turn the radio back on. We're back to talk about Everything Old is New Again and our bloopers. If you couldn't tell, that first one was the sword fight from the best TV theme song drama. We had a little sword fight trying to figure out which was the best one.
We did a whole show on best TV theme songs, drama, just drama.
Because it was a comedy.
And we would have gone even deeper, like to do the drama from the 70s.
Yeah, we tried to, and it backfired. So it is funny what we find along our way. We had a great show with Stanley Kramer's wife, Karen Sharp Kramer, talking about Stanley Kramer. And it started off, I thought I was a genius doing this. I'm setting this clip up for
that was
her.
Cool.
And it kind of backfired. She's very good natured, but listen to that.
I'm going to play a little bit of a clip here and see if you can recognize who this is.
Look at all the extra work you've caused. Aren't you ashamed?
Tell you the truth, Sally. No.
Karen, any ideas?
I don't.
Wow, okay.
This
will be interesting.
Well, of course, that's Lou Costello.
Oh, Lou Costello. Oh. You know how old I was when I did that?
19.
You did do your homework.
I did.
You are so right, yes.
I mean, I love when celebrities say, I'm so right. That's the first thing. But really what was happening there is, unfortunately, she didn't recognize her own voice acting with Lou Costello.
Yeah.
And it started the interview. She was wonderful, and she was very gregarious and very nice.
But she did appreciate the effort. Though she definitely did.
Yeah, I just wish I should have told her ahead. I just thought that I'd throw it at her, but in fairness, that was like 65 years ago. Like, how do you? Or I don't want to place her age, but that was in the 50s. That clip from his TV show. So like, how do I expect her to remember like a couple of lines she did once? And,
right,
Lucas.
That's true.
I thought she was fascinating because she talked to us a little bit about Abbott Costello.
Yes.
And Milton Berle, and she had some real stories because she was there behind the scenes with all of these people. So she was so fun. And if you haven't heard that show, you'll get a kick out of that. Well, you may not get a kick out of it. Why didn't? I don't know. We'll see. We had the game show, and it started a little awry. I think it turned out beautifully in the end, but this is how we started. Oh, wow. I am really disappointed. That is Kung Fu. You remember Kung Fu, anybody?
Of course, with David Carradine.
Well, I'm a little off my game because I've never seen a game show host where no one has ever answered the questions.
All right,
we'll be back.
Pyramid.
Right after this.
This is a disaster.
This is a disaster.
And that was our friend Loretta, a fan that called in and wanted to be on the show. And you hear at the end, she goes, "Are you mad at me? Are you mad at me?" You didn't know the answers. That was the first, just to set it up, that was the first of four sections of the show, and it got so much better. But the first four or five clips that I tried to do, it fell on its face.
We were a little nervous, like, are we going to be able to answer any of these questions over the next hour? But it did. It was a lot of fun in the end.
Yeah, there was a little bit of a mutiny there that went on, if you heard that.
Yes, a lot of fun. It was
myself.
Fun.
But Loretta was great fun. We'll have her and others back. Again, there's an example of if you're in the neighborhood and you want to drop by and visit us with a purpose, email us at oldnewagain@aol.com, and we'll respond.
Because we're looking for a purpose. Any purpose you have, we'll
but
take
she
it.
She had a blast. And then we went to the Doctor Who convention, if you remember this.
Oh, sure.
And that was a lot of fun. I had with Wendy Padbury, and we talked about this for quite a
while. Let's hear Wendy Padbury, what she has to say about the new actors.
Have you seen the difference in the doctors and interpretations, and is there one that catches your fancy, as you would say?
Well,
you do a really good job. You even try to ingratiate yourself with that British culture by, I think you said, which Doctor Who do you fancy? And then you said, as you would say.
That was, as it was coming out of my mouth, I was wanted to grab it back. As you would say. What does that mean?
Do you fancy? When do you ever use the word fancy?
I'll tell you what I should have said there is, if you will. But because that's one of my sayings on the show that I can't stand anymore, I tried to replace it with as you would say, and it was totally inappropriate.
Ooh.
That was me falling over the microphone because I just am stumbling and bumbling here.
Right. But you kind of fancied the whole convention, from what I can gather.
And how did I even come to that? Like, it's kind of like, you know, am I making fun? I know, is that making fun of, like, her accent or her culture by saying, as you would say, fancy? Just, I mean, it's stupid.
I don't think you meant to say that. But
no,
yeah.
But...
And which, it was almost like this, like, which doctor do you fancy, as you would say?
Right, you Englisher, you know.
Yes. You highfalutin piece of garbage.
I don't truly understand your culture, but I'm going to try to assimilate.
Why don't you hop back across the pond where you came from?
Here we are. The microphone's on during this, but sometimes if you hear Dave laughing or me laughing,
that's
funny.
That's
just us laughing with it. I mean, just insanity. I mean, just what was I thinking? I don't know where to go with that other than to say that I had a real rough start with our wonderful lady, but, I mean, it continued the nonsense with poor Wendy Padbury.
Wendy Padbury from the Doctor Who series. What question have you not been asked that you want to ask?
No, I have been asked pretty much everything. So, there's nothing that I can think of that...
And along those lines, you were the second companion, or...
No, not the second companion. I was with the second doctor.
Right, and that was back in 1966. So I could...
1968.
Oh, my information is wrong.
I was
apologize.
In Doctor Who, 1968 to 1969.
Terrific.
You're being Wikipedia. Be honest, it went awry a little bit. Not her fault, more or less, you know, my fault.
The question is, do you have an explanation as to how it's continuing and why?
I have no idea. I mean, if I knew that, you know, I'd be a wealthy woman.
I mean, it just I couldn't get it right.
Every question, she just shot you down.
Poor lady. I mean, she's probably thinking to herself, who is this boob with this show that, you know, talks about everything old is new again, or what the heck is going on?
Well,
there you go. Just couldn't get it right. You would say something?
I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, how about that?
Because I thought the clip was over.
Right. But yeah. If you look at the engineer, he'll point to us when those clips are over. Mike Amodio.
I don't look at Mike.
I know.
I'm looking at you. I guess I gotta. Whatever. It's a charm. It's
Mike. Dave.
Oh,
Mike.
Hi, Mike. How you doing, Dave? Yeah, nice to meet you.
You do have. It's true. You do have. There's a window here in the studio, and you have your back to the window.
So
I never thought about that before.
I guess I could switch seats so I could see Mike better, but that's the charm of me, Doug. Come on.
It is, and that's
a little bit. A little bit.
And I tried to be as charming with Wendy Padbury, but it didn't seem, if you notice, that everything I said was wrong.
It was pretty funny in retrospect. Like, yeah, you couldn't get it right at all.
And they have another Doctor Who convention that happened, and
you were banned from it.
I didn't go back. I was too embarrassed. No, I shouldn't say that. It's a terrific convention. We did two shows on it. But no, I didn't go back because we recorded during the same time as that show. And the barbecue guy was not going to come back to host the show because he is a big Doctor Who fan. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, we may hear from him next show. In fact, you will hear from Barbecue Guy. If you haven't heard from him in the past, look at shows such as the Barbecue that we had, and there were others that he makes an appearance on everythingoldisnewagain.biz. Speaking of making an appearance, we make an appearance now on WSDR 1240 AM in Sterling, Illinois, every Saturday at 2 o'clock. We're extremely ecstatic and happy to announce that we have been added to their lineup. This is a radio station that's been on the air since 1949.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
It's tremendous.
It's the Sterling is the hardware capital of the world. Did you know that?
I did not know that. I know that that's associated. They've got some steel industry.
Steel and manufacturing they're known for.
They also have a morning show with a 30-year veteran. His gentleman's name is Brian Z. I can't pronounce the last name. I don't want to sound like a boob. Not knowing that, so I don't want to offend anybody. I think
30 years is an amazing run.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Tremendous, tremendous show. We'll be right back. Everything old is new again.
Now, back to America's entertainment pop culture talk show. Everything old is new again with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
Enough for 10 museums. The loot of the world.
This is welcome to Everything Old Is New Again, Dave. That voice mixes me up. Why don't you do that voice and introduce us? That just sounded
welcome
like
welcome to Everything Old Is New Again with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen as they delve into the world of movies you have never seen but should.
There you go.
That was my impersonation of Bradford.
That's our first, I think, the first appearance of Bradford Wells, who is now the announcer for Never Too Late, the TV show that
right.
we do.
Well, just to be clear, that was my impersonation of Bradford.
Correct.
Bradford, we are not the same person.
No, that was the first time you, right, exactly.
That he appeared.
Imitated him.
Well, that I imitated him, and afterwards we actually got the real Bradford.
Yes.
Wow, that was a waste of 15 seconds.
Yes.
Sorry. Okay,
through
go.
The year, we've had a myriad of guests, though. Let's hear from a few who visited with us and had fun with. Or I don't know, did we have fun with them?
That's the question.
Yeah.
All right.
Is that what it takes to be a big star, to just take your shirt off?
You know what I like about the Lincoln, though, Doug? It takes me back to my past. And
I'm trying to relate to what you're saying. I really am. You're a very deep individual, apparently.
I'm very deep.
Yeah.
Did you know that there's a button on the dashboard. If I just push the button, the car goes in reverse. Right in reverse.
It parks itself, I think.
Yeah, and it parks itself.
Yeah, okay.
Not seen any of the new commercials. They're not letting me talk anymore.
See, I wonder why they do that.
I'm very disappointed, actually.
I think the ratings have gone way up since you stopped talking. I don't know what that's all about.
That was funny, right? That's a joke? That's funny, Dad.
The audience didn't think so. I don't hear them laughing. There you go. It's Matthew McConaughey. I should have resisted before.
We were you know, blessed to have him on the show.
Yes. That was Never Too Late. That was the first guest on Never Too Late.
Pretty big debut for the Never Too Late show. It's a major guest.
You could see how the honesty, you try to do it in a nice way, but the honesty, the show is about honesty and to bring out the point that it's not a lot going on there.
Not really.
It wasn't hard actually, but it didn't endear him to us.
Had another big guest on that night.
I did. I loved listening to and talking to Paul McCartney.
Ladies and gentlemen, Paul McCartney.
Ah, very nice to meet you, Paul.
Hello, Doug.
Big fan.
Oh, you're getting a nice reception here.
We are. This is a nice, great new show. I'm sorry we didn't have you first on the list. I don't know where that came from. Who booked what? To me, you'd been the first guest.
Well, I would have been the first guest, but Matthew, he locked me in a Lincoln. I couldn't get out.
Because we sent, of course, the Lincoln.
Good.
He's a bit of an odd bird, I'd say.
He sure is.
Okay. Paul McCartney, not too bad.
And Bradford with the good.
Bradford Wells. Very well timed.
He's known for that. That, will, I think, would be his catchphrase. We did a show on catchphrases.
Now I think
we're biting into that, and his good is, I mean, not talked about at the water coolers right now yet. But in the future, there might be people that say, good.
It's going to catch fire pretty soon.
Yeah, you'll be online at Disney and you'll hear somebody talking. 45 more minutes till you go see the Hall of Presidents. Good.
But he uses it in a great way because when the host, you, Douglas Viviani, he does it when you're doing your monologue to dead silence, to crickets. Nobody's laughing. And then he comes up to good. It's just perfect.
He gives you the sign of, you know, the audience. By the way, guys, that was good. God, jump on board. All right, let's see. Something was really good, in quotes, was our visit with Captain Balzac. What was Grog all about on the ships?
I'm just reading the notes here, Dougie. Grog, let me see what Grog was. No, because, look, we drank whiskey, we drank anything that we can get.
I thought you drank Grog, which was lime juice and water and rum, which is pretty much my my drink during college these days.
You never went to college.
It was a blend so that they didn't get any scurvy, right?
Grog was whatever we could put together, slap together, you know what I mean?
What was the ship that Sir Francis Drake was on?
The Golden Hind.
Nice. Okay. And he was a privateer.
That was a misspelling, Dougie.
Oh.
Isn't it the Golden Hand?
I think it's the Hind. No, it's the Hind.
All right.
Unless Wikipedia has it misspelled, it's possible. And there we go. Now, that was an interview that went astray where the host was correct and knew about the Hind.
And Captain Balzac was wrong.
Yeah.
He was the Hind.
And he couldn't get that drink. I mean, we went through, there were notes and things, and sometimes
to his credit, Captain Balzac never really had a formal education, you know, being a pirate, so he did the best he could.
So he couldn't read, is what you're saying?
He couldn't read.
Oh, okay.
But look,
it was right in front of him there. I was reading right from the notes.
And, you know, his eyesight. Think about how old he is. He's hundreds of years old. I think that Captain Balzac should be given another chance to come back on the show. I don't know how popular he was, but, you know, I'd vote for him.
I'm open to it. If you want to hear Captain Balzac come on back, and you've got to send me a note and give me a little, you know, as the audience, give me a little inspiration.
Yeah, there's no chance of that happening.
And that's oldnewagain@AOL.com. Oldnewagain@AOL.com. And how about Julia Child, the Halloween show.
I have a tape here of Julia Child. If you remember her, a chef from back in the day, and she's giving us a nice Halloween recipe.
Take the apples and you roll the apple in the sticky sugar syrup. Just roll it back and forth. There you go. Very nice. Sometimes you can also roll them in the nuts. I have these chopped nuts over here. Just roll them through the nuts and you'll have a beautiful candy apple delight.
There you go. Now, that was from a Halloween show, a classic show. That was terrific.
And it was impressive that Julia Child was here being
No, she wasn't here. She was on tape, if you remember, from England.
Oh, that was an old tape,
yes,
right.
Yes, an old tape,
right.
An old
show. It sounded like she was actually here.
It did sound. We have great quality. Great quality. We have good production crew. Mike Mordio's back there cleaning up all these old... you know,
hacky bits. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. And and I don't know. Julia Child was a lot of fun. We would love to have her back on, but, you know, maybe mix with Barbecue Guy, but she's passed away, so it's not going to work. We need to find someone.
We can make
that's
it happen,
alive.
Show. Doug, this is a magical show. I think we can get her.
We can
let
go
me
back
work
in
on
time.
It.
All right, we'll see what we can do. And then, you know, some of these things go awry. They do nice, you know, things are going well here, you see, and you get an interview, though, like the same Halloween show with Mephisto himself. Listen to what we did there. So, Mephisto, you want to, the explanation is of a jack-o'-lantern.
And just for the idiots like myself, Mephisto being
the devil,
because he's right here. So,
correct.
Yes, I didn't know that was another. Sorry, Mephisto, I didn't know that.
Please.
Fine. En route home after a night's drinking, Jack encounters me, and I trick him into climbing a tree, because I really have nothing else to do, and figured it would be quite fun.
How do you not know who Mephisto is? That's the only question I have.
Well, I know their shoes, aren't they, Mephisto?
No.
But I never heard it, honestly.
So how many names for the devil do you know? I mean, there's Mephisto, there's the devil, Lucifer.
Beelzebub. That's about it. Satan.
All right, Satan, Lord of Darkness, that one, maybe? Prince of Darkness. No, that's Dracula?
That's Ozzy Osbourne.
Here you go. But, I mean, I don't know how you get involved with a Halloween show, and then you...
I never heard the word.
Right as...
Shoot me. What do you want? I never heard
it. The guy pops into our studio right here with the horns and everything, and you don't know who he is.
I knew who he was. I didn't know that was one of his, you know, aliases.
All right, well... Kind of bizarre not to know Mephisto, but I understand.
We don't, my religion, Doug, we don't believe in hell or, so, you know, give me a break.
He's in pop culture, you see. He was in the Twilight Zone, he's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Well, that's okay. It's okay not to know, and that would actually be a good thing not to know Mephisto. So we're having a great time here. Everything all this new again, pointing out
we're
our foibles.
Having a great time.
We're opening up old scams, if you will, to see the things that worked and didn't work. And
I like to make Doug speechless. Gabbering at Doug, that's not my religion.
don't mention that word. Listen, what we're going to do now is listen to the haunted organ going to take us out. I love this. We're going to come on back. Everything old is new again.
This is Everything Old is New Again, America's entertainment pop culture talk show with Douglas Viviani and David Cohen.
It's the Never Too Late Show, starring Douglas Viviani. Douglas's guests tonight are Matthew McConaughey, Paul McCartney, Sylvester Stallone. My name is Bradford Wells, and here for the first time, your host, Douglas Viviani.
Hey, welcome everybody. Here we go. That's some applause. Any reason in the world where you got to put 3 packages of sugar into that coffee? And that's where
good.
I'm at. Anyway,
good.
Good.
Funny.
Bradford, come on over. It's the greatest. Will you fail? I mean, if you have confidence and you do a monologue and you fail and to be called out by the audience like that, I couldn't stop laughing. That was hysterical.
It was so funny. It was so funny.
You don't fail all the time. I mean, you know, you can't. You'll be off the air. But continue our discussion real quick. I cut you off. Are you going to say something?
No. Nothing important.
That's important.
Yeah, which is typical. Right?
Yes. Well, we just want to finish up a little bit of the characters. We had a couple of run-ins with robots, if you remember. I created a robot on a TV robot show, and the first incarnation of the robot, well, let's listen to it. It speaks for itself, I think. Why you would be programmed not to have any humor whatsoever and be a co-host of this show in replacing a gentleman who does have a sense of humor is odd to me. Well, I may have to do that for the second part of this this show, reprogram some things or correct a little something. How would you like to be called those names? Does that mean anything to you if you get called those names?
The only thing that means to me, Douglas, is it is a clip that you have now reused several times. There's nothing new or fresh about that clip.
And now I'm beginning to identify with him a little bit more and his character, Dr. Smith, trying to interact with a robot. I can see how difficult it can be.
Yes, that is your validation for why that clip is new and fresh.
You can see I didn't get along with that first robot at all.
He's a sarcastic robot, man.
You know, he pretended not to have humor, but inadvertently, I think you would say he did.
He was funny without meaning to be.
Right, yeah. Which caused me to have to reprogram.
You tinkered with it, though.
Yeah, right. I it was ridiculous. So then we came back after the break to the new incarnation of the TV robot.
It's terrifying. And, Doug, that was so great. Just a perfect robot, if you will.
I like that saying. Yeah,
if you will.
Program that into you, yes.
If you will. That is so logical, first, let me say.
Really?
And what was the question?
I also programmed to have the same attributes as Dave did. So there are times that I'll say something and you just really didn't listen to the preface to it at all. So it
I'm
led
happy
to the wrong answer.
To be pleasing you, Doug.
Dr. Smith. So isn't it interesting how he hated robots and then became a robot himself on Battlestar Galactica?
I'm fascinated by how you continue to make these ironic connections. No one else can do it like you do, Doug.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Now, see, that robot, I wouldn't mind co-hosting at any time.
Right. Oh, boy. He loved you. No doubt.
If you're looking for that or any of our past shows, you can find them at everythingoldisnewagain.biz. Everythingoldisnewagain.biz.
Good robot.
Just per William Shatner, maybe.
Same thing, William Shatner, robot.
Acting, especially. On this show, we take chances, and some of them is putting these clips together to help point out or drive a point to the conversation. Obviously, we do quite a bit. I want to take a look. We did the movie robots show. Of course, we can't just do one robot show. We have to do TV and movies. Listen to our discussion of Dr. Smith versus the Star Wars phenomenon.
Though with you around, I never feel entirely secure. How dare you? Go switch off.
As for you, you jabbering Judas, henceforth our friendship is at an end.
Just you wait, you deplorable dummy.
So I would postulate to you that you all that are fans of Star Wars have to tip your hat to Dr. Smith. Because CP3O would not exist without Dr. Smith. How do you think of it? What do you think of that?
I agree with that.
Oh, wow.
I do.
What happened to the argument you love to have?
Oh, that's such BS, Doug. You're way off.
No, I'm right on. That's not really much of an argument, is it? Let's hear a little something about...
It's more of a contradiction.
Yes.
Monty Python. All right, never mind.
Yeah. We have to do a show about them. We haven't.
Wow, we haven't.
Not yet. We will.
British humor.
Yes. We had the first exclusive clip of the new upcoming movie, Superman versus Batman.
We did.
Only one-track bat computer mind.
Hey, Caesar's a ghost. Are you going to wear that outfit into the jungle?
Holy understatements, Batman. Holy anagrams. What's the answer?
Thanks, Chief.
Don't call me Chief.
And is your name Kent?
No, sir. My name's Jimmy Olsen, Chief.
Don't call me Chief.
Holy contributing to the delinquency of minors.
I guess you don't type as fast as you used to, huh, Chief?
Maybe not as fast, but just as good. And don't call me Chief.
Oh, there's a boy I want to see, Olsen.
Yes, Chief?
Don't call me Chief.
Holy known unknown flying objects. Holy catastrophe. Holy, you spring your plum like fruit.
Exactly, Robin.
Wait till they get a load of me.
Little peek into the sequel there at the end. We did that on our comic book movie show, talking about Ant-Man and Flash and all that.
Right.
Could these lesser characters compete with the huge blockbuster movies, you know?
Yeah, that was a good show.
I thought it was
I enjoyed
a great show.
Doing it.
That really wasn't a clip, of course.
No.
I don't know if you realize.
It wasn't the official trailer.
No, it's a much my view.
But you know what? Some of these clips you're playing, didn't they make it onto also last year's clip show?
No.
Year in review? Not,
never. Are you kidding? Sometimes you want to, you do something, you want to be proud of it. You want to. No, because, well, maybe I use it on two shows is what you're saying.
Yeah, maybe.
And now I've used it on the third show.
Right.
I've used this one a lot, too.
Pays to buy the best.
Now, of course, that's Bobby Clark, who we met.
Yeah,
and interviewed.
Right.
He was the person underneath the Gorn in the original
Star Trek
with that green-scaled monster, like a lizardish monster that had a battle with Captain Kirk.
Who you correctly pointed out was heavily influenced by Jackie Gleason on the Honeymooners.
Exactly. There's this pop culture. Everything old is new again. Even if it was the 60s, they were looking back to the 50s.
Right.
And how is this Gorn going to sound? Well, how about like Jackie Gleason that's coughing? I love it. Let's hear it. Like, I got to do that again. I don't know why. I love it. Listen to this.
By the best.
It's exactly the same. I love it. And then we went forward on that postulation a little bit with the Honeymooners. We've had a lot of fun with them. We've talked about them in the best sitcom of all time show.
Yes.
And then we did Best Next Door Neighbor. And at the end, we came down to Norton and Kramer.
Right.
And we postulated, well, what would happen if Kramer was on the Honeymooners instead of Norton? What would that sound like?
You're getting heavy. You look like you put on 5-10 pounds. Hey, I'll tell you what, Chubbs. If that yogurt has fat in it, I will put myself on an all-yogurt diet for a week.
All right, get up!
Giddy up.
Okay. That was good. That was good.
No, that's only been used once before.
No, so right.
And this is a best of, so we're allowed to use it again. You may hear it again. Some of these best ones I like to kind of dig up and play them again. Have you had fun listening to these clips and seeing our... We didn't always do foibles. We did some bloopers and things, but this show we also expanded into these clips and things. Do you like the clips? Is it something that, I don't know.
I think you do a great job. In terms of just like what we just heard, that the last two or three, just putting the juxtaposing the characters against each other, it's really good stuff. I like it.
Excellent. I think
it's a mainstay
yet to go. So I'd love to hear that theme though. That's wonderful. Listen to it. Just keeps on playing.
With the stars.
Do it. Art Carney, Jackie Gleason,
Audrey Meadows,
and Joyce Randolph.
And Joyce Randolph.
Now Joyce Randolph is still alive.
Get her. Let's get her on the show.
I would love to. How
else is she doing?
What else with these people? Shouldn't they like be listening to us and I say, Joyce Randolph, please call us or your representatives. We'd love to have you in on the show.
That would be
the greatest thing
cool.
ever.
Yeah.
I love it.
Isn't she on the internet or the
I'll
interweb?
I'll have to look at it. And I've sent, by the way, through the internet in different ways to a number of people. And they don't respond all the time. Sometimes they do, but not all the time. And I don't know. I would love, man, imagine the stories Joyce Randolph has. I think she's like 90. But we would send a limo to get her. Well, I would drive her back.
Absolutely.
The limo would be driven by me. And it would be my 19 Prius. But still, she's in the back seat.
In the backseat.
As if it's a limo. We'll be right back.